The History of Tree Planting. This part of the audio tour of the campus trees begins at the south end of the atrium. Please proceed to that space if you are not there already. To understand the importance of memorial trees planted on this campus, you first must imagine a bit of history about what the campus used to look like. As you gaze out upon the South Campus of Clark University, you see a combination of mowed lawns and planted trees. If you were to go back in time to the early half of the 20th century, you would see an area in the back of the campus that was heavily forested. If you went further back to the 1880s, you would see barely any trees at all. As you look out now and you look straight ahead, you see a row of mature pine trees, which is broken as you look to the left by the Keller Computer Center, which was built in the 1960s. To the far left, you can see the resumption of those trees in back of Catherine Byrne Hall. This represents one of the pine walks that used to be on this campus. To the right, you see many mature oaks. Some of them were actually on this campus when we moved to this fifth and final location in 1879. So this brings us to the start of the tree story on this campus. This area, when it was purchased for our use, was a former mining area for lead and was 2 miles out of town. Because of this, there were very few trees here. In walks a great benefactor at this point, William J. Knight. Mr. Knight was a local attorney who also served multiple terms as mayor, and he was the father of 2 daughters who attended and graduated from Mount St. Joseph Academy, which was the name of our institution at that time. In 1885, he donated 1,000 trees to be planted on this campus. Most of them were pine trees. And the remnants of that pine walk you see immediately before you as you look out the back of the atrium. There was a parallel pine walk that was planted farther to the right, now entirely gone, and one which was planted on the front of the campus, which still remains there. In 1901, we became an institution of higher education. Mount St. Joseph Academy became Mount St. Joseph College, making us one of the oldest institutions of higher education for women west of the Mississippi River. Our first president as a college was Mary Bertrand Foley, BVM. And she was looking for a novel idea to establish a reputation and a tradition at this institution that would be long-lasting. She was the one that came up with our tree planting tradition. So tree planting and tree naming began in 1906 under the leadership of Mary Bertrand Foley, BVM. For a time, the names of each graduate were engraved on a silver plaque and attached to an individual tree, with the outgoing class planting a new tree in honor of their graduation. When class size grew, however, the plaques were discontinued. Tree planting, with a ceremony to name and christen the newly planted tree, has continued every year since 1906. Traditionally, the senior class collaborated on skits, poetry, and song, showing how the trees symbolized their roots at Clark. The names of the trees and bits and pieces of the planting ceremonies tell us a story of humor and love set against a historical and cultural backdrop. Early tree names, like Fidelis in 1911 and Minerva in 1912, echo mythology and the Latin influence of the studies at Clark at that time. MacArthur, in 1942, shows the effect of the Second World War. And the ceremony from Sundance Tree in 1970 reflects the tragedy of the killings at Kent State and the war resulting from the invasion of Cambodia. Aquarius in 1969, Woodstock in 1972, and Trivolta 1978 recall the spell of popular music. The lighthearted impulse is shown in names such as Son of a Bush from the class of 1971 and Alma Mater in 1974 and Tradition in 1981. Looking at these different types of names, you can discern different categories of names that were used over the generations of students who attended Clark. Earlier on, many names echoed mythology. In fact, 8 trees are so named on this campus, but none since 1984. In 1984, that graduating class, a year after the Clark fire, named their tree Phoenix in honor of the mythological bird that rose from the ashes, just as Clark rose from the ashes of its fire. Also common, historically, were names in foreign languages. Only 2 of these actually were in modern foreign languages. 4 were in Latin and 10 were in Greek. But no tree has received the name in a foreign language since the class of 1966. They named their tree Lacrima, which is Latin for tears. What did they plant? A weeping willow. Historical names tend to be found throughout the history of tree planting. The first being in 1918, when the elm planted by that graduating class was named Woodrow, in honor of the President of the United States during the First World War. More recently, we see humor and pop culture in the names that trees have. This began in 1969, with the class naming their tree Aquarius, and continues in many tree namings today.